I'm Lindsay, mom of two active boys on the West Coast, and believe there's no reason for money to be ugly. I love helping busy moms make it pretty without using cash envelopes or coupons.
And I'm Megan. Me and my husband, we have four kiddos, and I relate more to the dad role than the mom. And I'm an HGTV-loving, oversharing finance nerd.
Together, we host the Money Stuff with Moms podcast. We understand the hashtag mom life.
But we also can appreciate the big picture adulting responsibilities like money. In this podcast, we invite you to be a part of our no fluff, fun conversations that will give you helpful on-the-go finance tips.
Even if it's just a peek behind the curtains to hear about what we are doing with our money. So a must follow tip for anybody who rents and wants to buy one day is to never finance a car. I feel pretty strongly about it. And so do some other people on social media, I learned this week, as we had a really great back and forth. We're going to talk about that today. But before we get into that, Megan, what are you into this week?
Nothing's really changed for me. So I did get into, obviously, Love is Blind. I watched the reunion show.
Obviously, if you have not watched the reunion, go and watch it because it's better than the rest of the show.
All episodes combined.
Yeah.
Because the show was not that great this season. But I did get into this new show on, I believe it's on Crave, called True Detective.
Oh.
It's one of those shows, it's so slow that I keep watching it, thinking I'm going to start liking it better because people have been raving about it, but I'm just not there yet. I'm also on the second season. So you tell me.
I love it.
Yeah. So what about you? Mine's boring.
Mine is, in terms of what I've been watching, I'm a Big Brother fan. If you haven't figured it out by now, listeners, I love to let my brain go to mush at the end of the day with some good old like, mental chewing gum. And if you've ever watched Big Brother, you know that it absolutely fits into that category. So I've been watching Big Brother. And then what I've been into is a lot of conversation and research locally. Our school board trustees have made a decision to remove like this police liaison officer program. And so I've been vocal on my opinion about that and researching and going to rallies and talking to people. And so that's taken up a lot of my time this week. And baseball season is like right around the corner. So Graham and I have been in planning meetings every single day this week, which is why I could not manage to get dressed before we started recording. And I am in a husband while we record this because that's all I can come up with this morning. So that's what I've been up to and into this week. Anybody wants to talk about Big Brother, send me a message because it's fun to talk.
It's funny how we need company when it comes to these trashy shows.
It's true because it's a little bit embarrassing. So it's like we need some company to also admit that they like the trash.
Yeah, you don't want to be the only one.
I do not want to be the only one. Okay, Megan. So must follow tip. If you rent right now, and you want to buy a home one day, I say that you should never finance a vehicle.
Okay. So what if I said to you that that comment is very painful to hear, especially for families who are in lower income and can't afford to save and need the car sooner to be able to work so that they can save for things once they get that high paying job. What do you think about that?
Well, I can certainly, what's the word I'm looking for? Like understand where that where that person's coming from. Because life is freaking expensive, and like, how are we supposed to have the money to do it all? Yeah, I get it. I mean, the fact of the matter is that a $2,000 car can also get you to work. We don't need a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 car to get to work. And if we are having a challenge saving up $2,000 to buy a car, then the home ownership piece of this, like this bigger goal that we're talking about here, is probably currently still a bit out of reach, right? We're probably not making enough money in order to achieve that bigger goal. So the car isn't the problem. If we're having a hard time saving $2,000 to get a car, we're going to have a really hard time saving up a down payment to paying a mortgage.
Okay. Another hole to poke in your statement.
Are you reading these from my post?
Yes.
Are you coming up with these because you're just a master?
I can share my personal actual thoughts on that statement, but for now, I want to come as a bystander.
Okay. And I want reading the responses from the heated debate
from the mass public. Okay.
Cool.
that with this statement, you're not considering that car loans help build your credit.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a lot of ways to build your credit. Car loans do work quite nicely. But it's not because the Equifax is happy you're driving a car. It's because Equifax is seeing that you took a loan for something and you're paying it back. You can also take a loan and put it in a GIC and pay it back. And then you'd have the GIC as a down payment plus the good credit. So I think like that's a silver lining. Do not go and finance a car because you're looking to get good credit. There are other options out there. We don't need to pay 10% interest on a depreciating asset in order to get better credit. I think that if the credit score is your priority and the piece of the home purchasing qualifications that you're currently missing, let's look for some other ways to do that and keep more money in your pocket. I see that as a silver lining.
Okay. So I've read through every single comment on your post and believe me, there are many. And the two biggest, I don't want to say fighting, but the two biggest reasons why people believe your statement is incorrect is because, number one, they believe that the car loan will help them with their credit rating.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they are associating a car payment with a reliable vehicle, which then, in fact, will lead them to better employment options.
Yes.
Which both of those things we just talked about, a $2,000 car could, in fact, be just as reliable as a $27,000 car. And so, interesting. Okay, so
debunked,
my opinion
is what you're saying.
Yeah,
debunked. And here's the reason why I am so... why I have this such a strong opinion. I work with people on their budgets all the time who do not own homes and who want to own a home one day. I work with couples, families living in rentals all the time. And these are higher, like mid-ish to high income earners. Like life is pretty good overall and they are working towards this goal. And when we have like $500 to $900 a month going towards their car, it's really hard to save up enough for a down payment on a $1 million home in BC. We need that $1,000, that $500 to go into the down payment account. So that car, yes, it's getting you to and from work. Yes, it's giving you, you know, maybe reliable transportation, but it's coming at a cost of your bigger goal. So that's one reason. The other reason is, let's say you have the down payment and now you're going to qualify for the mortgage. That $500 to $900 going out the door is going to significantly decrease how much a lender will give you for your mortgage, because they know that those, that that portion of your income is already eaten up with car payments and it can't go towards your household expenses. So not only are you pushing the goalpost back because the dollars are going towards your car, you're also getting a smaller mortgage. And in today's world, we need all the help we can get a big enough mortgage for a livable house, which is unfortunate, but that's the current state of affairs. So that's why I'm so passionate about it. Do I think that this is 100% of the time and you can never buy a house if you have a car payment? Like, obviously not. Rules are meant to be broken. But yeah, I mean, I've just seen so many people that they want to buy a house, or they, you know, we cannot get enough dollars into that down payment account because it's going elsewhere. So That's why the post was written with a red background and in all caps, because I feel pretty strongly about my opinion.
And it's interesting that you're coming from a lens of helping families who typically are in a rental situation with their cash flow, budget, next right steps. Mm-hmm. I am coming at it from a lens where it's typically people who own their principal residence and multiple properties as rental properties. And they're looking for also their next right steps. Mm-hmm. And the common thread between all of my clients is, I can say in the past 10 years, I have only had maybe two clients with car payments. Maybe two.
What?
Mm-hmm. So the most recent client with a car payment that I have worked with, they bought a new vehicle and they did take out a loan for it. Like, they financed it through the dealership, but their corp, they take out dividends, and those dividends are making the payment. So they don't even really hit the their personal cash flow planning, because they typically take $20,000 each out every year from their corporate account. And so what they had decided is that one of them was going to use their $20,000 to pay for the car, and it will be paid off in 3 years. Right. And that's just the personal decision that they made.
Yeah. And there's times where you can get like close to nothing financing and people will decide to keep their cash available for other things and to finance because it's a cheap rate. It's not always 10%, right? Sometimes there's better rates. I don't know if that's an option at all right now, but I know that, you know, typically it has been. And so I could see that being for the type of client that you're referring to, like that could be a decision that they might make. You know, we'll finance it for 1%, and we'll keep our cash and buy another house, or we'll keep our cash and, you know, and invest it elsewhere.
And so it's not that they didn't have the funds available, because they absolutely do. It's just a strategic move on their part. Dividend income is a really cheap way to access income. And so there's a lot of moving parts, but it's funny that, and I think that one of the main reasons that the clientele I work with don't typically have car payments is because we like using the bank's money to finance our investments. Mm-hmm. And banks don't typically like to see those car payments mm-hmm. on your personal cash flow. Mm-hmm. So it limits how much access to capital you are going to be able to. It's so significant that almost all real estate investors don't pursue a car payment.
That is amazing. I never, ever noticed that correlation before. I mean, it makes all the sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, thank you for backing up my, you know, my bias even more that in this piece of advice, if you say, I'm talking about somebody who doesn't own yet and wants to own, and then you are talking about somebody who already owns and has already gone through that process. And so I'm saying never to do it. And you're saying, yeah, the people who own homes, multiple homes, they don't do it. I think that's quite interesting.
So it goes to show that maybe just wait till you can afford what you need.
Yeah.
I know, but I also,
which is hard.
I can empathize with the reliable vehicle piece. And I can empathize with maybe going from a two-car family to a one-car family. Mm-hmm. Your lifestyle requires that second vehicle. And in order to get it, it would require a car payment.
Yeah.
And I have been there twice in 2023. My family was there. So in 2023, in April, my husband hit a deer. His car was written off. They gave us two options. You take the money or we give you your car back. Or I can't remember really what the options were, but one, we took the money. Mm-hmm. And the catch was they gave us, I think, $8,000 or something. We couldn't replace his vehicle with that money. Like, right. It wasn't enough. And so he was looking and looking and looking. We ended up having to go to a different city. We had to fly there and drive home to stretch our dollar a little bit better because we live in the middle of nowhere where people can ask whatever they want for their vehicle.
Yeah.
Because people will pay it for it. And yeah. So we did that. That I say it so simply, but like we were a one-car family for, I want to say, 2 months because of that.
Wow.
And I didn't love it.
No. No. No, living where you live with four kids, are you kidding?
It was a real struggle. Wow. And then my car broke down and my mechanic has been telling me for 2 years to replace that car, but I just loved it so much. I feel like a car is something I already bought and I don't want to buy another one. And yeah. The process of car shopping makes me feel like I want to stab needles in my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
So I delayed.
If I never do it again, I'll be happy.
Yeah. I delayed. Finally, in October, my car broke down and my mechanic said, I will not fix it. If you want this fixed one more time, you need to take it somewhere else because I've told you to replace it and you're not listening to me. Mm-hmm. And I do respect his opinion. And so I did have to get another vehicle. What I wanted was the same vehicle that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't afford it. Like the vehicles are like, I need an 8-seater because I have so many children. And now I have goats and then friends and plus me and my husband, like there's a lot of people to cart around and equipment. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what the heck is going on with the price of vehicles, but to replace my vehicle was in the 40 plus thousands of dollars.
Crazy.
And I, not only am I a real estate investor, I'm not pursuing any more properties. But should one come up, I'd like to have the opportunity. But I am really...
Megan will often say that. She'll be like, I'm not buying anything this year. And then we're like, well, this one came up and it's really great. So.
How are you supposed to say no? But anyways, I am adverse to having a monthly commitment in terms of a payment. I like having the opportunity to turn those payments on and off. Should something come up in my life where I can maybe turn the faucet on a little bit more, or I can turn it right off. Like, for example, because I'm a business owner, you know, income ebbs and flows sometimes. And I don't want my lifestyle to be impacted because I had a slow month. Yeah. And if I've made a commitment to an X dollar amount payment now, it just puts so much more pressure on me. I'm not into it.
No. And like, everything is so expensive and life is stressful. People are, you know, freaking out about everything these days, and rightfully so. I'm on the bandwagon. But adding a car payment to that is, it's just something that people don't need. And I do recognize that I'm using a bit of an extreme example when I say, you know, a $2,000 car can get you there. Okay, maybe you can't find a $2,000 car that's reasonable, but I'm sure you can find an $8,000 car or maybe a $10,000 car, right? And again, if we can't save up that amount of money, then with 100% of our cash flow, then how are we going to save up whatever you need for a down payment with without those dollars that are now going to a car payment? Yeah. I don't want payments. Man, I want my payments going to me, not somebody else.
And also, like, I understand that vehicles need to be reliable. You don't want to buy a cheap vehicle and just have to spend the same amount to fix it up and keep it on the road. But also, your vehicle is not a reflection of you. Like,
good point.
It's okay to have a vehicle that maybe isn't as nice as your friends or your neighbors, or that doesn't have all the bells and whistles. Like, that was one of the things that I was trying to navigate. I wanted the same vehicle. I drive a minivan. None of my friends drive minivans. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Their SUVs look like minivans to me. I don't know. Like, whatever. They're all trying to convert me to this SUV fan, you know, family. But it was just like, I felt like I was used to one standard, and how am I supposed to go backwards now? Like, my last vehicle, it had all the bells and whistles. It had the DVD. It had the leather seats. It had the blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, once I put those into the filters, the price range was insane.
Right.
And so it was like, you know what? Just to be able to buy something that I can afford that also is reliable, I have to give up some things.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. I do think that's a really good point that it's not a reflection of you. And like, what you drive now is not what you have to drive forever. You know, for those, those people who are in a position where they need the car to get to work, to make the money, to save the down payment, to buy the house, any car will do as long as it's reliable and safe. And the other thing I wanted to point out, I mean, if anybody's interested, you can look, there's some research out there, on the cycle of car payments. Cars are so expensive. We've extended payments out to 7 and 8 years or something now, that the kind of like funny way of saying it is that your payments run out at the same time as the new car smell. And then you want a new car, or maybe you don't need a new car, but it's time for a new car. Like, your life, if you are the person that, like, you finance a minivan for 8 years, well, 8 years later, you no longer have toddlers. You are no longer driving to soccer, unless you are Megan and you have children on both ends of the age spectrum. You are still driving to soccer if you are her. Those payments, you want or need a new car, or life has changed by the time you are paid off. And what do? You go and get another car. It is clear that people who accept that car payments are a way of life continue having car payments. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's quite interesting to see that cycle of financing, and then 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, financing again. So yeah, so that was interesting. And then one other point I wanted to make about the post. And I think, so there was two different conversations happening on social media. One was on my page, which is public. And then one was in my group, Black is the New Red, which is more private. And I can't remember which conversation it was, but somebody said, you know, they were talking about how the car loan helped them with their credit. And it became clear that car salespeople have some tactics. And one of their tactics is to tell you that by buying this car, you are going to improve your credit. It is one of their lines in their spiel to get you to buy the car. And so I found that part of the conversation really interesting, that like, where is that narrative coming from, that buying a car will help your credit? It's coming from the people making the commission on you buying the car. And yes, it can help your credit. That's the silver lining. But like I said, right at the beginning, there's other ways to increase your credit. So anyways, I don't know. I feel really strongly about my opinion, and I realize that not everybody can, you know, follow all the rules perfectly, because life is crazy and messy and unpredictable and all those things. And we all gotta just do our best, right? And just you do you and make the best decisions that you can. And if that means that you have to finance a car, then whatever, go finance a car and figure out how to manage your budget and save for the down payment and get qualified. It's not completely impossible. There are ways to do it out there. But if you can avoid it, man, do not finance a car if you're trying to buy a house. Thanks for spending your time with us today.
If you heard anything that piqued your interest, check out the show notes, because we probably have some extra deets or links down there.
Your homework for today: go talk to someone about your money. Either your spouse, your kids, your coworker, or a licensed professional.
And if you don't like those humans today, we're always talking in Lindsay's Facebook group, Black is the New Red. So join us over there. Head over to Facebook, type in Black is the New Red. You'll see so many amazing, like-minded individuals in there, trying to get better, asking the right questions, supporting one another.
We look forward to hanging out with you again on your next dog walk, or while you watch soccer practice from the sidelines. Cheers!